right, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed. We're going to pick up on daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, and we're going to pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously Lizchusar for Shalema for Noach Ben Yuspa Devorah Yishrev for Shalema Bekarov. It is also sponsored by Jerry Gross in honor of a dear cousin, Kamlin Yukatil Ben Miriam Peril and Harav Aryeh Zev Ben Edel, who are both battling the COVID-19 virus, and in the Zchus of the daf shir, they and Kol Cholei Am Yisrael should be Zochet to Refuah Shleima, Bekarov Mamish. We wish Refuah Shleima to all of these cholim as well as all other Cholei Yisrael. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So we are holding, or we're going to pick up at the Mishnah on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss cases where you are putter for extinguishing a flame, that even though you extinguish a flame on Shabbos, for some reason you're not going to be chayiv. And the Gemara is going to try to figure out which shita in Tanaim about melacha shein tzricha legufa is our Mishnah following. And the Gemara is going to talk about extinguishing a ner for a chola. Can you extinguish a ner for a person who is ill? But before answering the question about extinguishing a ner for a chola, we're going to go into like a whole daf of agadita. So today's daf is going to be pretty much entirely agadita. We're going to have agada about a three-way stira, whether dead people are better than living people or the living are better than the dead on certain levels, a stira between Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech in terms of that. And then the Gemara is going to have different ways of resolving that stira. The Gemara is going to talk about the story of the death of David HaMelech, a pretty famous Talmudic story about the circumstances surrounding David HaMelech's petira. Then we're going to discuss resolving different contradictions in the writings of Shlomo HaMelech. Once we talk about the contradiction, this three-way contradiction between Shlomo, and David, we're going to talk about a contradiction, the different contradictions in Sefer Koheles, and how to resolve those contradictions. We're going to talk about contradictions in Sefer Mishlei, and how to resolve those contradictions. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss certain real-life examples of seemingly unrealistic biblical descriptions, that the Tanakh describes something that seems crazy, like it couldn't possibly ever happen, and the Gemara is going to show, no, you have a Dimyan Ledover, you have something very similar that actually happens in this world. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, if a person is afraid of the non-Jews who have a law that you're not allowed to light a fire outside of their Beis Avodah Zarah, and therefore you extinguish your fire out of fear of being caught, or because you're afraid that that people, bandits, are going to find you if you have a fire, they're going to follow the light and they're going to find you, so you want to extinguish the fire for that reason. Or mipnei ruach ra'a, a person who extinguishes a flame because to keep away a ruach ra'a, for some reason in the dark he assumes that the ruach ra'a is going to go away. Or mipnei achol d'shiyishan, or to allow a person who is sick to sleep. Putter, for in all those cases, a person is putter for extinguishing a fire. The Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about a cholash yesh b'sakana, that lechadchila you're allowed to extinguish a fire for him. The only reason the Mishnah uses the term putter, which makes it sound like it's only b'diavad, is and that it's only midrabanan, and implies that it's aser midrabanan to do, is because the seifa is going to talk about a case of chayiv. But over here, putter really means mutter, because it's cholash yesh b'sakana, and you're allowed to do anything for a cholash yesh b'sakana, pikuach except for avodah zarah gilarayis u'shfichas damin. However, if a person is mechaba ner because kichos al ner, he is trying to protect the actual kli that holds the oil and the wick, he thinks it might crack, or kichos al hashem, he's trying to save as much oil as he can, or kichos al psila, he's trying to save the wick for future use, then chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv a carbon chatos on a daraisa level for extinguishing that flame. Rabbi Yossi poter bechulan chutz. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're pater in all of these examples, except for the case where you're chasal apsila, where you're trying to protect the wick, because that turns it into a pechem, that turns it into a more, the Gemara will explain, into a more usable wick when you extinguish the flame from the wick. We'll see that in tomorrow's daf Be'ez Hashem. So there is a machlokas tanaim in general about a melacha shein tzricha legufa. There's a machlokas rishon in what the definition, what the words mean, melacha shein tzricha legufa. Rashi understand, well, let's put it this way. Whenever you're doing a malacha that you don't need the malacha itself, like your mechaba aner, so that the light will just not get in your way, so that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv from lach shein shricha l'gufa. Rabbi Shimon holds your potter from lach shein shricha l'gufa. So our Gemara is going to try to figure out which of those shitos our Mishnah is following. Rashi assumes that the kibui is considered lach shein shricha l'gufa because you don't need the etzem kibui, you only need the absence of light. Whereas Tosus assumes that the kibui is lach shein shricha l'gufa because you're not being mechabeh for the same reason that they were mechabeh for that they were mechabeh fires for in the Mishkan, because over there it was in order to make pechamim. That was the purpose of the kibui in the Mishkan, and that is not your purpose over here. So that's a fundamental machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, what the gedder of melacha shein sricha l'gufa is. That Tosfos understands melacha shein sricha l'gufa is when you're doing the same exact action, but for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. And Rashi says you're doing it for a different purpose than it's normally done, meaning that you're doing something in order to get rid of the light, but not because you need the actual kibui itself, but not related to what the purpose was in the Mishkan itself. So says the Gemara, Mitaktani Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer of the Mishnah says that if a person is mechaba a candle b'shogeg because he's chasal an error, chasal psila, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, shmamina, Rabbi Yehuda, he must be that we're assuming that even though it's melach shein sricha l'gufa, you're going to be chayiv, which follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So, reisha b'mayaskinan, so what exactly is the case in the reisha where you're being mechaba the ner mipnei achola? So what kind of chola are we talking about? Ibe chola sheyesh b'sakana. If we're talking about a cholish yesh b'sakana, it's a case of pikuach nefesh. So mutter mi ba'ilei. It shouldn't have said pater, which makes it sound like it's asim mitrabanan. It should have said mutter. It's 100% mutter. Viva cholish ein b'sakana. And if we're talking about a cholish ein b'sakana, that you're not allowed to do the malacha for him, chayiv chatas mi ba'ilei. Then it should have said that you're chayiv chatas. That even though you don't need the actual kibui, the kibui is a malach shein shrich l'gufa, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that a malach shein shrich l'gufa, you're chayiv on. So it should have said that you're chayiv. So it says Gemara, like we already explained, the olam chola sheyesh bo sakana. Really, we're talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana. But then the listeni mutter, and really, the Mishnah could have said that it's mutter because it is mutter. For a chola sheyesh bo sakana, you're allowed to do anything. Vaydi debay the missing seifa chayiv tananami reisha chayiv. But since the seifa, when it talks about being mechaba aner, because you're chasal aner or on the shemen or on the psila, in that case, you're going to be chayiv. So the reisha also says putter, which is generally the flip side of chayiv, even though that may not be the best description of what the halacha actually is. The best description of the halacha would have been mutter. So v'adetani Rabbi Oshia im b'shvil acholish yishan lo yichabe v'im kiba pater avalaser. And with that which Rabbi Oshia says in a braisa, that if you're extinguishing the fire for a cholah so that he'll be able to sleep, you shouldn't be mechabit. And if you are mechabit, it's pater avalaser. Nah, hahi b'cholashein b'sakana. That braisa is talking about a different case. That braisa is talking about a case of a cholashein b'sakana. V'Rabbi Shimon, and that's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that even though l'chadchila you're not allowed to be mechabe, because melach shein sricha l'gufa, you're going to be pater on the melach shein sricha l'gufa. So that's the braisa. But our Mishnah assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that melach shein sricha l'gufa, you're going to be chayivan, and the braisa, which says that that if it's a chol shein bo sakana, you're going to be pater avalaser. That's talking about a chol shein bo sakana, and following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that a person is going to, for a chol shein bo sakana, that melach shein shrich l'gufa, a person is pater on. The Ralbag in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Hey, raises a very simple question. He says, wait a second, you have a chola in the room, there's a ner in the room, let's say chola sheyesh bo sakana, so you need to get rid of the ner in order to allow the chola to sleep. What's your best course of action? So in general, whenever you do an aver, whenever you do an iser, even for the sake of pikuach nefesh, we try to minimize the iser as much as possible. We've been in many discussions recently with Moreno of Shechter Shlita about people having to drive to the hospital, even now back from the hospital on Shabbos, not even at Salah members. You just, the hospital itself is a dangerous place nowadays. So people can't spend any more time there than they have to. So what do you do? And you can't get into an Uber. That used to always be the answer. Go into an Uber. It's Amir Lakum and it's not a problem. But who knows who's been in that Uber? Who knows how sanitary it is? Who knows what about the Uber driver? So you can't mix with other people. So how do you minimize the iser? How do you to turn on the ignition with the shinoi, to turn off the ignition with the shinoi? As Rosh Hashanah pointed out, don't drive with the shinoi. When you're driving, you got to drive normal. normally, but you have to figure out what is the best way to minimize the issur. So says Ralbag, simple kasha. What's the best way to get rid of the candle? So lechari, you have two options. You could extinguish the candle, which we're talking about now, is really a malach dal raisa. Okay, malach shein shrich legufa machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. But you have another option. You could just pick up the candle and take it out of the room. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's the flame is muktza, and everything that's under the flame that supports the flame is a basis l'davar aser, and it's a violation of muktza. Says Ralbag, which is worse, to violate muktza or to violate mechabe? Why don't you just move the flame out of the room? So the Ralbag has a difficult teretz to understand. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that it must be that it's Yev Shabbat in Yenacher. It must be that for some reason you're unable to move the flame. It's built into a candelabra that's like a sconce that's built into the wall or something. Like it's not possible to move the flame. In Chidush HaRan, he quotes from the Ra'ah, he says, no, you know why you're not going to move the flame? Because that will take a few extra seconds. And if the Cholah needs to sleep, then you have to do whatever will be quickest to get out of the Cholah's way, to enable the Cholah to get better. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, yes, you try to minimize the isser, but only if it doesn't take you any extra time. That's how the Ran suggests. Okay, says the Gemara further now, extinguishing a ner for a cholah. Sha'ul she'ela zu le'ela mi Rebbe. They asked the following shaila in front of Rebbe. Rebbe Tanchum de min Noi, in front of Rebbe Tanchum, who is from a place called Noi. Mal chabos putzina denura mekame bi'isha b'shabata. Are you allowed to extinguish a flame on Shabbos in front of a cholah sheyesh basakana in order that he should be able to sleep? So before Rabbi Tanchum de Minoy answered the shayla, he gave like a whole agadita as an introduction. And apparently Rashi explains that used to be the style, that sometimes a person would ask a shayla, you'd want to give an interesting Dvar Torah first. So they would give these interesting agaditas before. The Iun Yaakov just points out that they didn't ask what to do in the Maisa that happened. They were asking on a weekday, what would the halacha be, right? So the lashon of the Gemara is mekami that b'shabata. But if they were asking it on Maisa that actually happened, he would have responded immediately. He would not have started with Divrei Agada. I mean, if like there's a Cholah Sheyesh Basakana right there, and they're asking, what do we do with this Cholah Sheyesh Basakana? Let me tell you a Dvar Torah. No way! You'd have to give the answer right away. But he's asking, in theory, what would the halacha be? Okay, we're talking and learning, so now I can tell you some Divrei Agada. So Pasach v'yamar, so Rabbi Tanchum d'min Noi started by saying, Ant Shlomo, you are Shlomo HaMelech, not talking to the questioner, but saying, in general, to Shlomo HaMelech, on Chachmascha, on Savlus Nuscha, where is your Chachma, where is your understanding? Lo Dayecha Shedvarecha Sosun Divrei David Avicha, not only is what you say a direct stira to what your father David says, El Shedvarecha Sosun says, Zeh, what you say is a direct contradiction to what you say. David Avicha Amar Lo HaMesim Yahaluluka, David says that the Mesim will not praise you. Vata Marta Shabeach Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesu, and you say that I am praising the dead because they already died, and the pasuk continues min hachayim asher hem hachayim adena, that apparently mesim are more chashuv than chayim. The chazar tova amarta, and then you went on to say ki lekelav chay hu tov min ha'ariyei ames, that a live dog is better than a dead lion, and it's a mashal about people, that even a lower level person like a dog is better than a very chashuv a person, which is nimshal to an ariyei. So it's so you're being so yourself in terms of your understanding of what's more chash of a dead person or a live person. So Rabbi Tanchum is miyashev Shlomo HaMelech stira lo kasha. Had the kamer David haMesim yaluka, when David haMelech says that the mason will not praise Hashem, achi kamer lo niyasagad matar mitzvos kodem shiyamos shekivin shemes batal min atar min mitzvos. A person should always engage in Torah mitzvos before he dies, because once he dies, he's no longer going to be able to fulfill Torah mitzvos. Ve'enakodesh baruch hu shvach bo, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is no longer going to be praised through him. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan explains, what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean when it says that in death there is freedom? When a person dies, he becomes free from Torah mitzvot. Says that's what David HaMelech is saying, that a person should engage in Torah mitzvot during his lifetime before he dies, because once he dies, it's going to be too late. scharim, lekabel scharim. L'chara, this is a davar pashat, that a person is dead. He's obviously not going to be able to do mitzvahs anymore. So why do we have to bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan that's kivin shemes adam, that he's bottled from Torah and mitzvahs? So the Marsha explains that even mitzvahs that are shayach in the kever, like not to bury a mace with shatness on, a person is not mitzuva la'achar moso. So even things that his body could be doing, it's still not going to, it's not going to be a mitzuva viosa, and therefore he's not going to be getting the same schar for the mitzvahs. So that's what David HaMelech meant when he said that that lo amesim yahalulu ka, that in that sense chayim are better than mesim. It happens to be that line of kim shmeis adam nasal chavshim in the mitzvahs plays a major role in halacha in terms of how to bury a person. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam in the name of Yitzchak ben Malki Tzedek that that's why when they carry a mace to the kever, they put tzitzis on the tachrichin in order that the nosei amita should not be wearing talisos themselves, should not be wearing tzitzis themselves, and the mace is without tzitzis because that's going to be a violation of loig l'rash. But when they bury him in the kever, they untie the tzitzis because kivin shemes adam nasa chavshim in a mitzvos, and he shouldn't be mekayim mitzvos tzitzis in the kever. Tosfos writes he doesn't understand why they would Tosfos Maseches Nida, where this the primary sugya of kivin shemes adam nasa chavshim in a mitzvos appears. He writes he doesn't understand why they would take the tzitzis off of the mace. The Ramban writes that it's a svara dechuka because once you already put the tzitzis, why do they have to go and take away the tzitzis? And isn't that the greatest loveg larash, that you're actually going to remove the tzitzis from the fellow? And he brings from Maseches Avel where we have a brisa that Abishol ben Butnis asked his children that they should bury him with that when they bury him they should take the tcheles off of his talis. So he dafka didn't want to be buried with tzitzis, and the Ramban explains that Abishol held that it was also to be buried with tzitzis because he was going l'shitaso that tzitzis have kedusha, and because of their kedusha they shouldn't be buried together with a mace. But lahalacha we passing like the chachamim that tzitzis are not tashmishe kedusha, tzitzis are tashmishe mitzvah, and there's no issur to bury together with a mace. Sometimes you bury a person together with they do bury people together with tashmishe kedusha, they do bury a person together with shemus. Sometimes I just heard of someone just mentioned to me that Hai Arbisfeld Zichrono Levracha, a very very great man who just passed away last week, asked to be buried with his Yerideya and with his Maseches Chulin because that's what he learned by Rav Soloveitchik, and he felt that that was something that always had a special place in his heart throughout the course of his life. Rav Pam's family told me that when Rav Pam Zichrono Levracha passed away, the family thought that they should bury him together with his Mishnah Brura because he was so connected to his Mishnah Brura. So sometimes we do this thing, but anyway, that's the discussion in the Ramban. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Yerideya in Simen Shinun Aleph that you don't bury a mace you only bury a mace with the talis sheyesh bo tzitzis, like the Ramban says. And the Rama says that yesh omrim that it doesn't need tzitzis, but the minig is to bury him with tzitzis, but we passel the tzitzis from one of the corners before we bury him. So in the Sefer Alios Elio, it says that the author of the Yesod V'Sharish HaAvoda asked in his tzava'a to be buried with the talis mitzuyetzes kihilchisa, and that they shouldn't passel it. And they asked the author of the Chamudei Daniel, who was the dayan in Vilna at the time, should they fulfill that tzava? It was against Chevra Kedisha protocols. The Chevra Kedisha protocols were to passel the tzitzis. So he said, look, I would never listen to anyone who asks to go against Chevra Kedisha protocols, but this is the Bali Yisod V'Sharish HaAvoda. I don't want to say something against him. So when they were putting him in the kever, one of the tzitzios got caught on one of the sides of the kever and it snapped. And they took that as a simen min hashamayim, that a person shouldn't go against what it says in what the protocols are. In fact, when the Vilna Gaon died, he told one of his Talmidim that he wanted his tzitzis to remain kosher when he was buried, and right after the kavura, that Talmud showed up, and it was too late. He couldn't do anything to stop them. This Maiser appears a little bit differently in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Yardei HaShunun Aleph, says that when it came to putting the Tachrichim on the Vilna Gaon, that Talmud, who was instructed about the tzitzis, wasn't feeling well, and he had to leave the room for a moment, and when the rest of the Chevra Kedisha didn't know that he had been instructed not to passel the tzitzis, and by the time that Talmud came back, they had already passed the tzitzis, and they took that as a simin min hashamayim to dafka passed the tzitzis. Kivin shemes adam nasas chavshi min hamitzvah. So says the Gemara. Right now, the Kamer Shlomo v'shabeach and yasam mesim shukpar mesu. When Shlomo HaMelech says that I praise the mesim who are already dead, meaning that the tzaddikim that engaged in Torah mitzvahs and are now no longer here are greater than the tzaddikim who are still living, because tzaddikim b'misasam are greater than tzaddikim b'chayehem. What does that refer to? Or how do we know that that's true? Shek shechatu Yisrael b'midbar, when the Klal Yisrael violated the Chet Ha'egel, Amad Moshe l'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar kama tefilos v'tachnun l'fanav. Moshe Rabbeinu beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the matter of the Chet Ha'egel v'lo nana, but he wasn't answered. In this, the Gemara in Brachos goes through all of his arguments, what his arguments were in the matter of the Chet Ha'egel and trying to defend Klal Yisrael in the matter of the Chet Ha'egel. But he wasn't answered. Sha'amar zechor l'avra mitzvah l'Yisrael avadecha, but when Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, but remember the zchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, miyad nena. So right away, in the zchus of the avos, he was answered. Lo yafam rishlam shabayach and yasam esam shekvar mesu. So all of the living tzaddikim wasn't enough. Moshe Rabbeinu's own zchus wasn't enough. But bringing back the zchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are already deceased, that was what did the trick. And not only that, Dover Acher, another example of where we find that the deceased have a greater zchus than the living. Min haga shalol melech basav adam gozu gzeira, safing miskaimin osa, safigain miskaimin. That if a Melech Bas of Adam makes a gzeira, we don't know if people in the Medina are going to be mekayim the gzeira or not. Vim timtzalom mekayiminosa, and even if they're mekayim it bechayiv mekayiminosa, b'mosa ein mekayiminosa, it's only as long as the king is alive that they're going to be mekayim that gzeira. Once he's dead, they're no longer going to be. V'ilam Moshe Rabbeinu gazer kama gzeiros v'tikin kama takanos. Moshe Rabbeinu made many gzeiros, and he was mesakein many takanos. V'kayamos heim liolam lo me'alamim, and those takanos are here forever. V'lo yafar mishlam shabeach ani yasameisim. So don't you see the power of someone who is no longer alive, that gezeira is made nowadays and people maybe will fulfill it, maybe, while the person is still alive. But Moshe Rabbeinu made takanos, and they far outlast Moshe Rabbeinu's time on this earth. Where do we find Moshe Rabbeinu made gezeiros and takanos? So Rashi points us to the Gemara at the very end of Megillah, that Moshe was tikin lam liYisrael to be shol v'doresh b'inyano shel yom, hilchos Pesach b'Pesach. There's our Dav Yomi coincidence. Hilchos atzeres b'atzeres, hilchos chag b'chag. The Marsha raises the question, that doesn't tell us anything about the gezeiros of Moshe Rabbeinu, and also the Gemara says that he made takanos, he was tikin kama takanos. So Rashi gives us one lonely example of a takanos Moshe Rabbeinu. Hilchos chag b'chag, where are the many takanos? It sounds like, so says Marsha, it sounds like what it really means is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah that has many gzeros v'takanos. Gzeros meaning chukim, takanos meaning mitzvos sichlios. And all of it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not talking about dinim drabanan. It was Moshe Rabbeinu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those gzeros and takanos are here forever because the Torah never changes, as opposed to Melech Bas of Adam, that even in his lifetime, his gzeiros and takanos are not going to work. As far as the first kasha of the Marsha, where are the gzeiros of Moshe Rabbeinu? Maritz Chaya says that we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu made several gzeiros. In Yivam Estav Ayin Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer al nesinim. So you do find that Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer not to be mazah b'shabbos on the Tamei Meis. So you do find a number of gzeiros that in fact were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, even within the model that Rashi uses, that we're not talking about Dinim Dorais over here, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's own gezeros. And then Davar Acher, a third example of where we find that the deceased are more powerful than the living, Vishabeach Ani, Ayas HaMesim, Kid Rav Yudam Rav, like Rav Yudam Rav taught us, Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Mai Dechsiv, Asei Imi Os Letova, in the Tefillah of David HaMelech, David HaMelech says, make an Os Letova V'Yerusonai V'Yevoshu, and let my enemies see, and they will be embarrassed. Please forgive me for the sin that I did with Bathsheba, that he was Bawel her while she was still Eshes Uriachiti, and he violated the Avera of Eshes Ish. That's what the Psukim in Sefer Shmuel Beis seem to tell us. The Gemara later on, we're going to have in a few weeks, tells us that Kalamar David Chate Einu Eletoa, because anyone who's Yotzil Melchemes Beis David would write a Get Krisos Leishto Al Tanai, that if he dies in the war, he's not going to come back, and Tosos understands that it's without it tonight, and the reason for that get was that she wouldn't require a yibum, or she might be in aguna if no one could testify about what happened to him if he goes MIA. So Uriah also, Batsheva's husband sent her a get from the Milchama, and since he died by Milchama, it turns out that when David was Boaler, he didn't actually sin, but nevertheless, it's certainly treated like a sin in the Tanakh, and David HaMelech certainly, from Tehillim, you get the sense, David HaMelech certainly felt very, very guilty about it. So he said, Mechal Yalosav, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me for that Avera of being with Batsheva. So Amalo Machalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, Machalach, you're forgiven. David had Saras for 6 months, and the Shechina abandoned him, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and through those Yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel him. That's what the Gemara says in Perichelek. So Amalo, so David says, Aseimi Os, Bechaye, make a simin while I'm alive that shows that you are in fact Mochel me. So Amalo Bechayecha, Eini Modia. I'm not going to let you know while you're alive. The world is not going to know. You know, the world is not going to know while you are alive that you have been forgiven for the sin. But Bechaye Shlomo Bincha, Eini Modia. But I will let it be known that you have been forgiven while your son Shlomo is alive. The reason he didn't want to let him know, let the world know during his lifetime was because then his enemies would still say bad things about him, because even though he did tshuva and his tshuva was accepted, he shouldn't have done averos at all. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu let it be known after his death, then everyone saw that it was lo ro'i David lo usul chet, like the Gemara is going to say later on, that chet was to be morid derech of tshuva for everybody else, that just like the Dordea in the Midbar was not ro'i for the chet ha'egel, David HaMelech was not ro'i for such a chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him go out of his mind to do such an avera in order that he can show that there's always the opportunity to do tshuva. So Kishabana Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash. So what happened when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash? Be Keshlach and this Aron LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Dovku Sharim Zebozeh, the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim were locked with each other. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph in Kachim Simon Beis where he writes that the Gemara tells us apparently that there were Sha'arim to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he has a whole arichus over there about what kind of Sha'arim, where do we find that there were gates to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Gemara seems to be telling us that there were. So anyway, the gates weren't letting Shlomo HaMelech in. Amar Shlomo Esmer Bar Renanos. So Shlomo said 24 Renanos, V'lonena, and he wasn't answered with all of these nice songs that he was singing. Pasuk V'amar, then he said, Sushar Reshecha Minasu Piskelem V'yava Melech HaKabod. You have to open up for the glorified king, for the glorious king. So Ratu Basre Lemivli, the gates were very upset by that. Who do you think you're talking about, Shlomo? You think you're a glorious king? That's a way to talk about yourself. Amru, so they said, Mi uze melech hakavod? Who is this melech hakavod that you're referring to? Yourself? Amru lehu, so Shlomo said, no, Hashem, Izuz v'gibar. Hashem is what I'm referring to as the melech hakavod. The Aaron is representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashras HaShchina. Chazar v'amar, Sushar Mashek, Musu Pizchon, Yavu melech hakavod, Mi uze melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakozu melech hakavod sela. V'lo nena, but still didn't do the job. Kivan shamar Hashem Elokim, Al tashev p'nei mishchecha, Zachar l'chasei David avdecha. But once he said, remember the zchus of my father David, miyad nena. And right away, the gates open up, and he's answered. So Ba'osu Shah, at that time, that they saw that it was only in the zchus of David HaMelech that Shlomo was answered, and the gates opened up, nefchu p'nei kol sonei David, kishulei kedera. The faces of all of the enemies of David became blackened like the bottom of a pot, v'yodu kala am, v'kol Yisrael, shamach lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aloso avon. And everyone knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him for that sin. Kola Am means the Hamon Am. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Kol Yisrael means the Sarei Yisrael, the important people of Klal Yisrael. So that was all for that sin. Now, even though we said it was not really a sin of Eishas Ish, the Hamon Am thought it was a sin of Eishas Ish, and that itself, Ben Yoyada points out, is a great Chilul Hashem, that David HaMelech, in the eyes of the Hamon Am, committed a sin of Eishas Ish. V'lo Yaf Amr Shlomo V'Shabeach Ani Yasam Eisim Shekvar Mesu. So don't you see the great zuchus of those who are already deceased beyond the zuchus of those who remain with us who are still alive? It's the zuchus of David HaMelech that allowed for the Beis HaMikdash to start functioning. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi that the basis of Hashras HaShchina is the presence of the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, that the entire Kedushas HaMikdash emanates from the Kedushas HaAron. So without the Aron in place, you can't really have a Kedushas HaMikdash. That's why he explains that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was going is the Aron on the premises of the Harabayis, because he knew that in Bayis Sheni we wouldn't be able to have the Aron in place. We wouldn't be able to have the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, but having the Aron on premises was a necessary prerequisite for Kedushas Migdash. That's what Rav Shechter points out, that it's that the Aron should always be inside the shul. Very often, when they build shuls, they re recess the Aron outside of the shul. They make like a cutout where the Aron is sort of not really, it's like a separate room. It's not inside the shul. But better would be if the Aron was in the shul, because that's where the entire Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses comes from. The Kedusha of a Mikdash Ma'at comes from the Aron in the shul. When they started building our shul, which is still not finished, but when they started building it, they asked if they could to create more space to build a recessed Aron. So that's one thing I can't agree to. As a Talmud Rav Shachter, it's right there in Eretz HaTzvi, can't agree to that. We have to keep the Aron Kodesh inside the actual building. Okay, so Vahainu Duchsiv, and this is what, by the way, you also see the Sukhus of David HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash, right? What do we say in benching on Sukkos, Rachman, and Yachum Lanues, Sukkos, David HaNofalus, which is so ironic, because David HaMelech never even saw the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, Nasan HaNavi told him, after originally giving him the green light, he came back and he told him, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, you have blood on your hands, it's not going to be for you to build, it's going to be for Shlomo to build. But because David HaMelech's entire dream and everything he built, well, everything he had done was to prepare for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so it's considered to be in his Zuchus. V'hainu D'chsiv, and this is what the Pasuk says, after the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, Bayom HaShmini, Shilach HaSam, V'yavarch HaSamelech, V'yelchu La'aleim, Smeichem V'tovei Lev, Al Kalatova, Asharas HaShem, L'David Avdo, Uli Yisrael Amo. V'yelchu La'aleim means they went back to their wives, Shematzun, Shosein Betara, that their wives were all Tahorim. Smeichem Shinenu Mizev HaShchina. Smeichem means the ultimate Simcha. The ultimate Simcha is to be Nena Mizev HaShchina. When the fire came on the Mizbeach, they were Nena from the Ziv HaShchina, because they saw clearly the presence of the Shchina. Sova Smachel says Panecha, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that a person is satiated with Simcha when you get to see the Pnei HaShchina, when you get to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tovei Lev Shenesabrina, and by the way, that's an important, that's a powerful experience, that a person in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what else is happening around him, when you feel those moments of the presence of Hashem, even if you're living through very, very difficult, sad, and challenging times, there's a certain simcha, there's a certain serenity that overcomes a person when you feel that you're in the presence of the Shechina. V'tovei Lev, Shenesabrina Shosein, Shel Kol Echad Ve'echad V'yoldo Zachar. Tovei Lev means that all of their wives became pregnant, and they all gave birth to baby boys. And the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that people are that mother and father are always happy when there's a baby boy born. Al Kol Echad, it must have created a major shidduch problem years later, but they all gave birth to baby boys, but that's what it says. Al Kol Echad Asharas Hashem LaDavid Avdo. So Shemachal Alosu Avon. What was the goodness that was done to David Avdo, that he was forgiven for the aver with Bathsheba Yisrael Amo Da'achiluhu? The Avon di Yom HaKippurim, that he got Mechila for the Achil and Shtia and Yom HaKippurim at the time that they did the Chanukah Sabayis itself. The Gemara Moed Katan tells us in Daf Tes that year they didn't have a Yom HaKippurim. It was within the 14 days that they were making the Chag for the Beis HaMikdash, and they were worried that maybe they're Chayiv for this. So Baskel came out and said that Kula Mizumanim L'Chayi Olam Abba, that you don't have to worry about it because they did the right thing. So they got a Mechila for that Avera. The Rishonim are bothered. What kind of Mechila, Shlomo and his Beis Din and the Sanhedrin Paskin, that they don't have to fast at Yom Kippur. You don't need a Mechila for following the Psak of the Beis Din, so that's a Kasha that they work on. Udkamer Shlomo, when Shlomo Melech says, Kila Kelev Chai Hu Tov Min Arya Ameis, that a live dog is better than a dead lion, and that's a mashal that even a living person, even if he's a more lowly person, is better than a very chashva person who's dead. Kid Rav Yehuda Merav, he's referring to what Rav Yehuda Merav taught. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, my dechsev, what is the Pasuk mean in Tehillim that David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodieni Hashem Kitzi, let me know when my end is going to be. Umidas Yomai Mahi, how long I'm going to live. Eida Mechodelani. So Amar David of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David was saying, Ribono Shalom, Hodieni Hashem Kitzi, allow me to know what's going to happen to me. So Amar Lo, Gzerim Lefani Shem Adin Kitzo Shabbos Avadam. I don't reveal that information. No one knows how long a person is supposed to live, when a person is supposed to die. Umidas Yomai Mahi, let me know how long I'm going to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't let a person know the measure of his days. Let me know what day of the week I'm going to be taken from this world. So HaKadosh Baruch said to him, B'Shabbos Tomus. That much I can give you. You're going to die on a Shabbos. So that was the information he got. The Marsha explains this Gemara a little differently. He says everyone has a gezeira from the day he's born, how long he's going to live, and what month and what day he's going to die on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David that it's a gezeira that you don't tell a person when he's going to die, in order that he should spend his entire life in tshuva, and every moment and every day and every year he's going to think that maybe that's Yom Echad Lefnei Misaso, and he better do tshuva. But if a person knew when he was going to die, he would never do tshuva until the very end. So David HaMelech said, let me know Midas Yamav, at least let me know what time of year I'm going to die, because there's a Zman B'Shana that the days are longer, and there's a Zman B'Shana that the days are shorter, so let me know what's going to be the Midas Hayamim of those days that I'm going to die, so at least the Kalapachos, I'll be B'Tshuva during that time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, sorry, I can't let you know that either, for the same reason. So he said, okay, at least let me know what day of the week, so that that day and the days right before it, I'll be able to do Tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally gave him that answer. So almost Be'ach B'Shabbos, David HaMelech says, you know, maybe better if I could die on a Sunday, because then there could be a spadim on the Yom HaMisa, the Kavur could be on the Yom HaMisa itself. So Amar Lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kivar Yigia Malchus Shlomo Bincha. No, because by the time Shabbos comes, it's already going to be time for Shlomo to be the king. Vein Malchus Nogas B'Chaverta Afilu Kamlonima. And the way it works is one Malchus can't overlap with the other one, even just by the width of a hair. So Amos Be'erev Shabbos, so David HaMelech says, okay, so move me up a day, right? So make me die on Erev Shabbos, meaning he very much wanted that his kavura should be on the day that he died. The Achronim raised the question, but didn't HaKadosh Baruch already answer that question, that the Malchus is timed perfectly, so by taking David away a day earlier, so it's a Malchus Nogas B'Chaverta, it's not yet the time of Shlomo HaMelech, so and still the time of David HaMelech, so that's a kasha that's dealt with by the Achronim. So anyway, so obviously you have to say that there's a difference between overlapping and underlapping, I guess, you know, and leaving a gap, leaving a discrepancy. So Amar Lo, Ki Tov Yom B'Chatzirecha Me'elef. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him this pasuk of Tov Yom B'Chatzirecha Me'elef. What does that mean? Tov Li Yom Echad Sha'at Yoshev Osek B'Torah. You want to die a day early? Do you know what the value of living an extra day is? I would take one day of you learning Torah Me'elef Olos Sha'asit Shlomo Bincha La'akruv V'fanei Al Gabei HaMizbeach, from 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech could bring on the Mizbeach. Shlomo's going to be very rich. He's going to be able to bring many, many karbanos on the Mizbeach. One day of your Talmud Torah is better than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo will be able to bring. So Kol Yom Shabbat, and now armed with this information that he's going to die on Shabbos every Shabbos day, Havi Yosef Gars Kol Yom, David HaMelech sat and learned the entire time, because the Malach HaMavis is not able to attack someone when they're learning. The Gemara Maseches Sota and Daf Chaf Aleph says that when a person is Osik B'Torah, the Torah saves him from the Yetzer Hara. So from that we see that it also saves him from the Malach HaMavis, because the Yetzer Hara is the Malach HaMavis. The Gemara Maseches Basra tells us that the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis, it's all the same guy. So just like the Torah, Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yetzer Hara, Bara Lo Torah Tavlin, so Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Malach HaMavis, Bara Lo Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the way to ward off the Malach HaMavis, when the Malach HaMavis seems to have Shlita in this world. So the answer is that we have to be Mechazik ourselves in Talmud Torah. That's how we get rid of the Malach HaMavis. So David HaMelech was learning every Shabbos all day long. The day that it was supposed to be the time for David to die, come Malach HaMavis, come Evelo Yachle. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get him to love a pasuk b'mim megirsa because he wouldn't stop learning. So Amar May Avale, he said, what should I do to David in order to kill him? Avale Bustana Achorei Beisei. He had an orchard in his backyard. Asa Malach HaMavis Salakul Bachash Bilani. The Malach HaMavis came and rattled the trees. Nafal Gemichsi. So David went out to see what was going on. But even when he was going out, he was talking and learning the whole time and thinking and learning the entire time as he was walking. That's what really makes a person a Talmud Chacham. The time you sit in front of a Gemara is always going to be limited. Very rare that a person can sit in front of a Gemara mamish 18 hours a day. It's the time when you're not sitting in front of the Gemara, you're stam, you're walking down the street, you're driving a car, where your mind is. If a person is thinking and learning all the time, that's what I was just listening to an interview that they had with Tova Lichtenstein, and the Zev Elif was asking her about her father, and he said, you know, he kept normal hours. You know, it's not like he was up till 3 in the morning every night. He was he kept normal hours like a normal person, but he was always thinking and learning. Like his mind was always in learning, no matter what he was doing, no matter where he was, that's where his mind always was, and that's how he became what he became. So Abasalik Bedarga, so David HaMelech was thinking and learning, and he's going down the ladder. Ifchis Darga Mitusse, and the rung from the ladder comes out from beneath him. So Ishtik, it startled him, so he stopped for a moment from his learning. V'nach Nafshe, and that's when the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. So Shalach Shlomo Lebe Midrash, Shlomo HaMelech sent a message to the Beis Medrash, Abba Meis Umutu Belchama. My father is dead, and he's out there in the orchard in the sun, and it's going to be. Bizayin a mace, it's a mace's muksa, I can't be metal to them. And not only that, I have a second problem, totally unrelated seemingly. The dogs that my father owned are hungry. So ma esa, what should I do to remove my father's body, and what should I do to feed the dogs? So shol chule, the chum sent a psak, chatoch nevela v'hanach lefnei aklavim, cut up a pieces of nevela to give it to the dogs to eat, v'avicha hanach alav, kikarotinok v'tiltilo. And for your father, you could put a loaf of bread or a tinok on top of him, that's not muktzah, and then you'll be able to move the body al yedei the kikarotinok. That is a special heter that is dafka for a dead body. It's similar. It's like an opposite basis l'davra aser, that you've made the body into a basis l'davra mutter, so to speak, where you're then able to carry the body. So v'lo yafamar Shlomo ki lekelv chay who tov min ariyah emes. That's what Shlomo Melch was saying. For the dogs, he was allowed to be metalt on the vela without any shinoi. But for the ariyah emes, for his dead father, for David HaMelech, he was only able to be metalt on the body, al yidei kikarotinok. Now we get back to the shaila that started this whole agadita. He had the shaila that was asked is, can you extinguish a fire for a chola if he needs to sleep? So as far as kiboy aner for a chola on Shabbos, ner kriya ner, neshmasa shaladim kriya ner, a candle is called a candle, but a neshama of a person is also called a candle. Mutav tikaba ner shalbasa v'dam v'bnei neru shalakadosh baruch hu. Better to extinguish the ner that was made by man in order to save the neshama, which is the ner that was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the answer that Rabbi Tanchum gave as to why it is you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Of course, that's not really the reason you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, based on the Pasuk of V'chai Behem, that the mitzvahs were meant to be to live with V'losha Yamos Behem. But since they came to hear the drasha, and everyone came, Nashim and Amei Aretz, Rashi points out, so Rabbi Tanchum wanted to give Divrei Agada that are Moshe Chasalev. Now the Gemara says, once we mention this idea that Shlomo Melech contradicted himself and he contradicted his father, so we're going to deal with other contradictions. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas b'Shmei D'Rav. Bikshu Chum Lignos Sefer Kohelis. Chum wanted to put away Sefer Kohelis from Neshe Dvar V'Sosin Zeh, because there were steers in Sefer Kohelis. Ma Logna Zuhu. Why didn't they hide it away? Neshe Tchilas Divrei Torah V'Sof Divrei Torah. Because it starts and ends with Divrei Torah, and therefore the middle must be pretty good too. Tchilas Divrei Torah D'Chsev Ma Yisron Ladam Chalam Alo Sheyam Al Tachas Hashemesh. V'Ami D'Bei Rabbi Yanai. What does that mean? Tachas Hashemesh Ude Ein Lo. That there is no benefit to whatever is tachas Hashemesh, but kodem Shemesh, but that which a person engages in that preceded the Shemesh, yeshlo, that there's a great benefit. So learning Torah, which was kadma liolam, has great benefits. Sofa divrei Torah duksevin, and ends with divrei Torah, because the pasuk says at the very end, sof davar kol nishma selukim yireves mitzvos shemar ki zeh kol adam. My ki zeh kol adam. What does ki zeh kol adam mean? Amar ablozu kol olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvil zeh, that the whole world was created for someone who is a yirei shemayim and observes the mitzvos. Rabbi Abbar Kahana Amar Shakul Zeh Kneged Kol Olam Kulo. Such a person is the equivalent of the whole world. Shimon Ben Azay Omer, a third possibility. Ramla Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo El Letzavas Lezeh, that the entire world is just there to keep company, to keep this person company, the person who's a tzaddik, the person who observes Torah mitzvos. Umay Dvar V'Sosin says, where do we find that Koheles is stiras? There are stiras in Koheles. Ksiv Tov Kas Mischok. It says that Tzchok apparently is not a good thing. A person shouldn't have too much levity. Uksiv L'Tzchok Amarti Mahalal, that it's very praiseworthy to have levity. Ksiv Shibachti Anias HaSimcha, that we praise Simcha. Ksiv L'Simcha Mazo Osa. What benefit is there of Simcha? So Lo Kasha, it's not a stira. Tov Kas Mischok, Tov Kasha Kois Chodesh Baruch Hu L'Tzadikim Bolam Hazeh, Mischok Shemesach Chodesh Baruch Hu L'Rishayim Bolam Hazeh, that the anger that Hashem shows Tzadikim Bolam Hazeh is more valuable to them than the Tzchok, than the benefits that Rishayim get in Olam Hazeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving them the reward now, so that they're going to suffer in Olam Haba. L'schok Amarti Maholol. What's the good kind of schok? Says schok Shemesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ima Tzadikim Olam Haba. That's the ultimate of benefit that Tzadikim are going to have in Olam Haba. V'shibachti Ani Asa Simcha Zu Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Simcha Shal Mitzvah is the praiseworthy Simcha. The Simcha Mazu Osa Zu Simcha Sheina Shal Mitzvah. The Simcha that's not valuable, the Simcha that's not Mitzvah related. La Medcha Shein Shechina Shora. The Shechina will only reside. Lo Mitoch Atzus. Lo mitoch atzvus, lo mitoch schok, not from a sense of sadness or laziness or schok or lightheadedness, lo mitoch frivolity or lo mitoch chalus rosh, lo mitoch sicha, nor from just speaking divrei chulin, lo mitoch dvarim betelim or speaking dvarim betelim, el mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. The shechina comes in the context of simcha shel mitzvah. Shenemar by Elisha Navi when Yehoram Melech Yisrael and Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda came, when they went to fight a war with Moab, and the Navi got angry at Yehoram that he was still following the Averos of Yeravam, and in order to have a Shechina rest on him after he got angry, he said, Vata Kuli Minagin, Vayukinagin Aminagin, Vatiya Lav Yad Hashem. Elisha says, I can't have the Ruach of Hashem until I'm uplifted. I should have music. Someone texted me last night that they've been so depressed recently. He said that as they were preparing for Pesach, they played music in their house, and the house was there was music just playing in the house, and it uplifted their entire family. They immediately saw a mood change in the entire family. So it's an Eitzah Tova. Amrav Yudav Chen L'Dvar Halacha. The same is true when it comes to a Dvar Halacha. A person should start with a Dvar Simcha. Amrav V'Chen L'Chalom Tov. If a person goes to sleep, Mitoch Simcha, he's going to have good dreams. So says Mara Eini, is that really true that a person should be Makdim Dvar Simcha to Dvar Halacha? V'Amrav Gidol Amrav Kol Tamil Chacham Shirshav Ne'rabo V'Insav Sosav Notfos Mar. If a Tamil Chacham is sitting in front of his Rebbe and he's not terrified, so Tichvena, he'll be consumed. Shenamar sifsoso shoshan notvos moreover. Al tikri moreover like a spice. Elamar over. Al tikri shoshanim el shoshonim. That when you're learning, you have to sit there be'ema b'yira b'retes u'bezia. So it says more lo kasha. It's not, that's what the Gemara in Bracha says. Be'ema b'yira b'retes u'bezia. That's the din of Baya Balkeri. Says more lo kasha. Ha b'rabba v'ha b'talmid. It depends if it's the Rebbe or the Talmud. The Rebbe can have schok. The Talmud has to sit there with Ema. V'ibayasema, ha v'ha b'rabba. Or maybe they're both talking about the Rebbe. V'lo kasha. Ha mikami d'liftach, ha l'basa d'liftapasach. One is before the shir gets started, so you should start with some lighter things, and then when the shir gets started, then he should. Then everyone has to get very serious. Ki ad rabba mikami d'pasach l'rabban. When the minhag of Rabbu was before he would start the shir, amr milsa d'bidichusa. He would say something that's misameach. Everyone who bat rabban, and everyone would laugh, everyone would be happy. L'sof yasa b'masa pasach b'shmeita. And then everyone would sit there in trepidation, and he would actually start the shir. Okay, we fell a little short of finishing the daf, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Af Sefer Mishlei, about 12 lines, 15 lines before the end of the page. More Agadita on the way tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.